Good morning, good people. This week, we're talking about National School of Social Work Month, which takes place every year in March. And I'm speaking with Terry Lynn Rivers Cannon. Ms. Rivers Cannon, welcome to The Local Take.
Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate this opportunity.
Before we get started, I want to share that you are the School Social Worker of the Year for 2019. You are also the School Social Work Association of Georgia president. So we're talking social work with a very credentialed person. Thank you.
Thank you.
How would you define what social work is?
I would define social work as being a practice-based profession that also looks into various avenues. For example, we look at the academic discipline that promotes social change and development, the social cohesiveness as well. We also, in addition, we empower and liberate our individuals, specifically in my area of expertise, which is school social work. It would apply in that arena, but as social work as a broader avenue, that is additionally, whether it's, you know, hospital or whether you're in the mental health field, which we still tap into that avenue as well. Additionally, I also like to add a few principles that go along with that, such as we promote the principles such as social justice and human rights and collective responsibility and the respect of the diversities and central that are centralized to social work as well.
Now, you're talking about social work as a whole. Is that the reason that there is a month for social work awareness? Is this just to increase awareness in our community? Is this to increase awareness about the profession? Why is there a month around social work?
Well, there's a month around it to just to exactly what you stated, to increase awareness first and foremost. Actually, it all started back with Jane Addams in 1860, who was defined as founding the U.S. Settlement House movement. And it actually started during that time, but then moved forward to 1984, when the White House officially determined that social issues would be promoted. And in doing that, that's when National Social Work Month began. And the first one was in 1984, and it was entitled Listen to the Children. And that's how this whole National Social Work Month got started.
So what does a career in social work look like? What would be the day in the life of a social worker?
Oh, my goodness. The day in the life of a social worker, it can vary day to day. And I will use my day in a life for an example. There are times when I'm able to first come in at the start of a morning when I try to come in just a little bit early just to kind of wind down. But when I first come in, I just like to read my emails to see what the day will look like. And after doing that, reading the emails, then I'm going to touch bases as the students come in, greeting them to see how they're doing, how their day is going. Not too long after that, as a school social worker in my role, I can expect that my phone is going to ring several times, just letting me know particular things that are going on. I can have students that may ask for assistance with transportation. And if I have that, then I'm filling out documentation to assist them with that. We may have families that need housing assistance. So therefore, we're looking at our homeless population and that aspect. We may have families that need clothing items. For most part, a lot of us in the different counties across the state of Georgia, we have multiple schools. So therefore, we're multitasking a great number of times, which means we're answering calls to child abuse, crisis intervention, things of that nature. So our days are pretty filled in that aspect. And with that comes the trauma issues and concerns when I speak about the crisis interventions and the child abuse and cases of that nature. We also attend what we call MDT meetings, which are the multidisciplinary team meetings. And those entail us listening to child abuse cases from our prospective schools that we are working in And we're providing feedback to a team of individuals, and those individuals could be the police officer, it could be the hospital social worker coming to that team, as well as a psychologist. So it's a full team along with police officers as well, giving information about that. Those are just a few little examples as to what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, not to mention particular professional trainings that we are providing to the staff as well, and community resources that we're pulling along the way to ensure that our students are provided with the best services as possible.
Now, Ms. Rivers Cannon, who should pursue a career in social work? You know, what kind of skills does this person need to have? What kind of personality do they need to have? Is there an archetype to become a successful social worker?
Well, we would never want to deter anyone from pursuing a career as a social worker. I just want to say that first and foremost. But some of the qualities or personality types, certainly you want to be empathetic. And that's a very, very important personality type, because when you are working with a vast majority of people, when you are empathetic, you have to take into consideration that your clients, students, et cetera, will have highs and lows. And those are emotional distressors that come along with the job. Some may be very talkative, some may not be very talkative. So that is certainly one aspect of the job that you want to look at. Another aspect is you definitely want to have patience. That is going to be a key element, because all of the answers that you're looking for or needing at that particular time when working with cases, they're not going to come all at once. And some cases are going to be very complex in working through that. So patience is definitely a key. Dependability. We definitely want to be as dependable as we possibly can for the individuals that we're working with. Because when we're dependable, that builds trust. And when we are building trust, that builds relationships with the individuals that we're working with. And those relationships build into the client's basis for honesty and allow them to have that willingness to be open when they're working with us. And you have to be organized. Sometimes that is very difficult, especially when you're multitasking between schools. But being organized is certainly going to help you, because you have to go from school to school. But those who may not have to go from school to school, just speaking from a school social work aspect, they are very fortunate. But overall, organization is still key, because even outside of the school realm, you still have to keep a schedule of what you're doing. You need to know what's going to be possibly coming up next, and being able to, you know, shift at a moment's notice when that is necessary. And those are just a couple of the things. And I'd just like to add one more thing as well. Flexibility. We always have to find ourselves being flexible, because we can be working on a situation or a case at one moment and then receive a phone call or a knock at the door and just have to set that down, because it may be a crisis or an emergency. And then we have to move forward from that we're working on and be willing to provide the input that's needed, because we have to always remember that individuals who come to us, they're seeking our expertise. And that's the purpose that they're coming to us for, those answers and responses.
So now I understand that there's going to be a conference on social work this month. Can you provide us with the details around that event, and who should attend this conference?
Well, we would love to have everyone attend the conference. Most certainly, we're not going to turn anyone away at all. But the conference is it's for social workers, certainly. And the conference is, as you stated, this month. It's March the 20th through the 22nd. It's going to be at Callaway Resorts and Gardens in Pine Mountain, Georgia. And during that time, we're going to be focusing on the theme of pioneers of SEL in equity and education. And when we look at that theme, SEL, and I just want to share that social-emotional learning and the equity in education, building the two of those together, Because when we look at social emotional learning for our families, students, whatever that population is, and we bring it towards education, we mesh it together, combining, and then we produce a quality that is going to be productive overall and beneficial for society. Because when our family members are in one place, they're able to move to another place, and then that equals success. And that's what we want. But more about the conference, it is for those 3 days. We have a keynote speaker, Dr. Steve Perry, and we have an excellent closeout speaker also that is going to be speaking to us about law issues and the policies and procedures about law as well. And so we're excited. It's coming very near. As we were planning, we didn't think that time would come up so quickly, but we are just wrapping up everything and getting prepared for it.
Now, how can our listeners obtain more information about the conference? Is there a website? How would they register to participate?
We do have a website. Our website is www.swag.org. They can certainly register on that website and obtain more information. Everything is online. They can complete a registration form, obtain hotel information, et cetera, on our website.
Terlynn Rivers Cannon, I just want to thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with us. Social work as a career and social work, you know, as a way of life around law and policy is definitely something that we all need to be aware of.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
Take care.
Thank you.
We were just speaking with Terlynn Rivers Cannon about the Social Workers upcoming conference. And that website is www.sswag.org for more information on the upcoming conference for social workers.